Welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, November 18th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me a full panel, a round table today, folks. Wow, It almost seems bursting. It's so full. Seems like one of those refugee boats trying to get into the Italian waters there. Okay, perhaps not quite, but we do have a good grouping here today. I'm pleased to announce. Well, let's see. First, let's go to the American team introductions first. Let's see. We have Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener here with us. Hey, welcome, Stephen.
Howdy, Richard. Hello, RBN. Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. And we have Mr. David Scorpio. Hey, welcome, David.
Well, Richard, thanks for having me on. And pleasure to be on with Stephen, a Southern gentleman. And good to meet Graham for the first time and interact with him on the show. I appreciate it very much.
Excellent, excellent. Yes, yeah, let's introduce our UK team as well, folks. Yes, we have Mr. Graham Sutherland back with us, broadcasting from Inverness, Scotland. Welcome, Graham.
Hey, hi. Thanks for having me on, Richard. I'm looking forward to a lively show, an interesting show.
Absolutely. Glad to have you, as always. It's a pleasure, sir. And we have another RBN host, folks, from the UK, broadcasting from outside London, Mr. Paul Edward Stevenson. Paul, welcome, brother.
Richard, it's great to be with you and with Stephen and obviously our friend in Scotland and the other gentleman, I don't know, but I will get to know. What's his name, David?
Yes, David. David Scorpio. He's been on.
David Scorpio.
Yes, he's been on this as well as some other networks. Well, perhaps you could introduce yourself better than I could, David, to Paul.
Yeah, I didn't see you on the Skype thing. I'm sorry. Nice to meet you as well, and I look forward to our conversation.
Yes, yeah. He's been doing some shows for quite a while. He has been doing shows on RBN, but right now looking for another slot that'll work out well. He's been on Wednesdays with me, David, at the moment. But for quite a number of years, he's been doing shows for quite a number of years himself. So go ahead, Paul.
Well, it's nice to meet him, and it's great to be with you again. It's great to obviously speak to Stephen again, and I haven't spoken to Stephen in a long time, so hello, Stephen. And
howdy, Paul.
Hello, Stephen.
I'm proud to be associated with every one of you gentlemen, too. I want you to know these are very good RBN hosts, each and every one of you, and we all go back some of us go back before that. I'm very proud to be amongst you guys. I think the ADL dispatched a hit team just for this particular, you know, domestic fault cell here. We got the terror cell, you know.
I'm very glad that Graham in Scotland is back with us again, because we did some shows with Graham on the old network, Revision Media. So, it's great.
And you know, another thing, though, prior to Revision Media, Paul, of course, when we first met, I was on a Renegade Broadcasting. Prior to that, my first radio hosting gig was on Truth Cat Radio. It was before I had you on as a guest, actually. And at Truth Cat Radio, I actually met Graham. I brought him on as a guest right when I first started doing shows, and he got offered a slot as well because the producer saw he had a lot to share. Truth Cat Radio. The producer was from the owner was from Revolution Radio. And he was a private contractor with a laser company turned whistleblower, you know, after affiliating with with the American agencies.
It was very sad. The guy from Revolution Radio, Hawk. I mean, I'd say probably 80% of the people on his network, I didn't like, but I liked him. And he died. He died very young. I think it was like alcohol related, and it was very sad. I was talking to him like on a Friday, and he was dead on the Monday.
Yes. It's Stephen. He was a strong influence on me. He's still doing. I had him on the station once or so, so far. But I mean, he's still doing broadcasts, and has his own approach. And focus, and we each have our own.
And then John Stottmiller, Stottmiller died as well. It's just like all the good guys, they die. It's just like I don't know. If you're maybe if we're still alive, we're doing something wrong. I don't know.
William Cooper. John died on the anniversary of William Cooper's assassination. That was pretty eerie in that regard. 20 years.
John didn't mess around. Mess around.
Now, I had a caller when I was talking about William Cooper the other week on my show. I had a caller who was actually a close friend.
Is he dead as well?
William Cooper. Well. William Cooper died. It was 2 months after 9/11, and he was already on top of exposing it. And he was. He died in a.
Why aren't we dead, Richard?
But it was
we're doing something wrong.
Right.
We're doing something wrong, mate. We don't have enough truth.
No, I think
we should be dead.
There's too many of us. That's the problem.
Well, listen, what I was trying to mention, though, Paul, was I had a caller, okay, when we were talking about William Cooper the other week, and he had actually interacted. He had interacted a lot with Cooper and actually filled in for him on his shortwave radio show way back then. And so he knew him pretty well. But he wrote a book, and turned out that, he was offering to interact, when he called in there. Stephen wound up tracking him down, and so Stephen has plans for him to come on as a guest, actually, tomorrow on his broadcast. Now he wrote a book, a lot of it has to do with what Graham has always found interesting. So Graham, I thought at some point it would be good for you to meet this gentleman and interact with him. You've always had an interest in secret societies, occult groups, Freemasonry, and it sounds like the Freemasons and all these other related societies, organizations have been a strong focus. What's the name of the book again, Stephen?
The Unseen Hand. I've gotten through the first three chapters of it, and I confirmed that with him today. He'll be on with us tomorrow on Thought Crime Live. And he wrote some other books as well. One was called Jesse James Senator, which I had was told about by Mike Gaddy, and had looked at that even before this gentleman. It was interesting synchronicity how he called while we were doing the show about the anniversary of Cooper show that we did that we didn't get. We got preempted for when Mr. Stadmiller died that day, when he called that day. It's interesting that the timing, But I'm glad we're still here, Paul. Whether I mean, we pretty much out front there. Yeah, I was telling Richard, people could get tomorrow's news today on Beyond the Official Narrative these days, because all of the things that we've been saying come out to be the case later on. You know, just the track record's pretty good when we were reviewing it the other day for all of us. Unfortunately, as that is, you know, it's, yeah, the way things are going. So I'm looking forward to getting this gentleman's perspective, too. He's 86. Now, this book, The Unseen Hand, was published in 85, and Publius Press is the name of his business, yes.
What did we mention his full name, Stephen?
Yeah, Ralph Epperson, Mr. Ralph Epperson, yes.
Wait, I'm sorry, how is it spelled?
Ralph, and then Epperson, Epperson.
Okay, that's not what I saw in your text earlier today. You had something else. Okay. All right, P. There was no P in there. Okay, EPP.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the voice to text didn't understand. You're correct.
Mm-hmm. Graham, I don't know. Have you heard of this gentleman, his research at all, perhaps?
I have. Yes, I have heard of him, Richard. I started reading about the Hidden Hand and Manly P. Hall and all that stuff in the 70s. And I found it, you know, I was running out of books because they were basically all the same. But it led me to where their focus is, which is the worship of Molech and Baal and Osiris and Lucifer and everything. That's their source. That's their power. That's what it led me. And I found it, you know, a lot of books I was reading about Freemasonry was basically just telling me what I already knew, with one or two exceptions, but generally, it's a kind of path. It's a secret society that's not so secret anymore.
David, I don't know, would you want to comment on this?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, years ago I met Ralph Epperson. He kind of went on the lam for a while because he exposed a drug money laundering in the stock market back in the 1990s. And he ended up staying with a friend of mine in San Diego. So I met him years ago. And, you know, it's funny, Bill Cooper, I used to listen to his shortwave radio show, you know, religiously back in the day. And it was the very first radio show I ever called into. And it was pretty funny. I was scared to death, but I got through and briefly talked to Bill Cooper on that day.
Oh, wow. That just shows that you've been into this game a lot longer than most of us, I'd say, at least. Stephen?
Yes, an awesome story. I never called in. I listened to on shortwave with my dad back in the 90s. Dad was trying to educate me in the truth about the actual history of events since I was real young, and it took a while for me to just accept that he was right all along, you know. It just, and it can be blackpilling, but, you know, it's like here, all of us, like you said, we all are putting out the truth here, every one of us, I think, that we're trying to push for we're taking truth as our authority instead of using the authority as truth, is what they've inverted our society into. And that's what's led us to this point where we are. And we've got their boot on our neck. Everybody does, figuratively, around the world. And it's just like at that point, it's just this is a exhilarating time to be alive in a lot of ways, but it's scary as the dickens too. You know, it's like I kind of look at what's coming at us, and it doesn't look like it's going to let up at all. Yeah, just try to catch your breath, and
David, what is your thought then? I mean, like you say, you were religiously keeping up with Cooper's broadcasts way back then, and I mean, as far as the significance at this point of these groups, I mean, now we see these corporations. Stakeholder capitalism is supposed to be the new boogeyman, and that it's just supposed to be out in your face. You can't do anything about it, and don't even try to have parallel systems. It's kind of the mindset of fear they want to keep us in. So I don't know. I mean, And then, of course, a lot of people talk about Jewish power. Even these days, now we have all these black celebrities trending right now, making references to this. You had, what, Kanye West, then this Kyrie Irving. We had the Dave Chappelle monologue on Saturday Night Live that gone viral just this past weekend. I mean, are this the secret societies, the corporations, or, you know, this classic concern or the social engineering we have from Jewish power? I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's any one thing you have to focus on. I think these are all relevant. But as far as the secret society component, do you see it being dated at all, David?
No, I don't. Really, this is all, you know, pieces of a unified system. And I've studied secret societies for a long time. And really, I think what it comes down to is, you know, Skull and Bones, for example. You know, and there's like five other secret societies at Yale. And there's five secret societies at Harvard as well that are equally as powerful as Skull and Bones. And what they do is they essentially serve as a feeding line, bringing young people into positions of power who have gone through certain rituals and are predisposed to having a certain set of beliefs. They're trained at a young age through their you know, education at places like Harvard. And Rhodes Scholar is another example of that. You know, Rhodes Scholars actually have a secret program that they study on top of their regular studies. There's a library that's only accessible to Rhodes Scholars. So they essentially, what they do is they're getting these young people's minds accustomed to globalism into accepting globalism and other factors, depending on how high up the food chain they go, because it all does lead to Luciferianism and essentially aligning yourself with a very dark force. But I see them as a sort of a feeding line into positions of power. And you look at these people who join secret societies, they all go to the very top of their profession. I have a feeling Ron DeSantis probably joined one of these societies when he was at Yale, you know, the man of the people. You know, I really think he's sort of Donald Trump 2.0. And as far as, you know, all these black comedians and rappers talking about Jews, I honestly think, you know, to some degree, this is all controlled show for us to watch. It's funny how, you know, Kanye, we're seeing a morality play kind of come out. You know, he was the richest black man in the history of the world. And then, you know, a week later, all of his, you know, billions evaporated, you know, and he's only worth $400 million now because he said some things we don't like. And I have a feeling, you know, Kanye is going to be backtracking on things. He's part of this system. He's part of the club, ultimately. And, you know, he did say on a recent interview that he's close friends with Jared Kushner, and that they hang out all the time, and that blacks and Jews are brothers. So I really don't think that's as significant as many people do. Dave Chappelle's monologue was clever. It was funny. But, you know, he did weave in support for Ukraine into the same monologue. And really all he did was kind of in a very complimentary way say, yeah, Jews run Hollywood. And ha ha, that we all know it. And he did even imply that Kanye might be a little crazy. So, you know, I think people are hungry for some kind of victory, and really, I don't think those events matter much, because if it's on TV, you can be sure it's controlled.
Paul?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of interesting comments there. Okay, Kanye may be controlled, but Kanye is like opened the lid on something that should not be opened. So he's not so that much controlled. If the Jews control Kanye completely, he won't open that can of worms. The problem is he's opened that can of worms. So
well, here I'd like you to expand a bit more on that. And I see the brakes upon us, but yeah, hold that thought. We can go back to you after this. I don't hear the music, but it should be coming in, I believe. Or are we skipping? I don't know.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Roundtable Edition. Paul, you were mentioning you're skeptical as to what extent Kanye is controlled, regardless of some of these affiliations and connections.
Yeah, well, listen, I don't really know much about this Kanye West situation, honestly. But you have Zelensky in Ukraine, blaming Russia for, missiles in Poland. And it turns out, okay, even the Americans and even the Europeans are saying, oh, it wasn't Poland or it wasn't Russia, it was the Ukrainians. So when are people going to fucking realize this guy's a complete sleazebag?
Oh, you let a curse slip there. Watch the F bombs there. You know, I know it's a It's practically the weekend in the UK there, late in the evening. But still, we got to watch.
Okay, so, So, Zelensky, we're now realizing he's a scumbag who wants to, drag everyone into, a World War III situation, you know?
Yeah, I agree. It was a very suspicious time, and when they were all gathered together in some G7 meeting or something, at that moment that they had a Ukrainian missile that was fired at another Russian barrage, and they all automatically blamed it on Russia. The talking heads, the bots, just came out of the woodwork, and they're trying to get NATO and stuff, and it's all BS, just like you said. It was I heard false flag more than once. Go ahead.
See, we have a couple callers already lined up. Maybe we should try to let some of them say their piece. First, we have Charles in Florida. Charles, welcome. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Richard, and your panel, especially Paul. I don't know if any of you've seen thing from November 9th on the truthseeker.co.uk, dollar vigilante with Jeff Berwick, November 16th.
What were they talking
very
about?
Very interesting about how money's being reshuffled in the United States, being sent over to Ukraine and through FTS.
FTX. Yeah, it turned out to be what I was and many others suggesting, that Ukraine was largely a money laundering scheme. And they were the Ukrainians to a good extent invested in FTX. FTX, a lot of that money wound up going back into campaigns here, especially I hear a lot of the Democratic campaigns. We had connections to the head of FTX with Biden's former head of his campaigning, the president of the Biden administration's election campaign. So there were a lot of ties with the insiders. It's pretty much the same usual suspects, as it were. I don't know, the panel, Graham, had you wanted to comment on this?
Actually, it was quite interesting, because everybody suspected this was what was happening, because the amount of money that was being spent didn't correlate to the amount of weapons arriving on the front line. So we already knew that, a large percentage, up to 70% of the weapons was being sold on the black market. That was one thing we knew. But also the money seemed to evaporate when it got over there. So it was obviously, some of it was being funneled back to the United States. That much was obvious. And then it turned out it was true. It's going directly to the Biden campaign. Surprise, surprise, you know. But I mean, the amounts of money are a lot bigger than they initially thought. It's staggering. It's some people are saying it's the biggest fraud in history.
Mm-hmm. Oh, David, do you want to comment on that?
Oh, absolutely. This is a very important topic, and it's just the tip of the iceberg as well. And it's funny, you know, this FTX thing is a very target-rich environment, let's say, because basically everybody involved was Jewish. Hey, just by chance, who would have thought? And look, here's the thing that is very significant here. This money laundering method that they're using, that Graham just pointed out and others pointed out, this is very common, and they often use, foundations and charitable, institutions to money launder this money as well. Of course, you know, the Clinton Foundation was the most notorious for this, but you know, all these people have a foundation. You know, Trump has a foundation. There's a John McCain Foundation. There's every foundation imaginable. Obama Foundation, and they shuffle this money around to obfuscate the origin of the money, where it's really going, and what it's really used for. This is a big part of the picture of how they shuffle money around into programs that they don't want the average unwashed, person, unwashed masses to understand how they're doing this. And this is a great example of, how did money supposed to go to Ukraine, armed forces end up going to, you know, being invested in FTX and then being, you know, and then being.
Well, here we have the break on that note. Well, thank you for the call, Charles. All right, we'll be right back, folks.
Thank you.
With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with a full panel roundtable. We have Paul Edward Stevenson, Graham Sutherland, David Scorpio, and Stephen Douglas Whitener. And the callers continue to come. We have Lark in Texas. Hey, welcome, Lark, sir, fellow RBN host as well. What's on your mind, sir? What did you want to contribute?
Insert just a few things real fast. Number one, for any enterprise radio host or what have you, Hartford Van Dyke, who wrote Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, is still alive. And then you can go to his website, Hartford, like Connecticut, Van Dyke, like dickvandyke.com, and his address and phone number is right there. I spoke to him just a few weeks ago.
Okay, sir, so I'm sorry to interrupt, but I mean, I was not even aware. I mean, I've heard someone else reference that not long ago, and I mean, so they eventually found out who wrote the document, this gentleman you mentioned, because originally wasn't that the document claimed to have been found in a used copying machine that was at some secondhand sale?
Well, I have to tell you, I spoke to Mr. Van Dyke personally just maybe 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, and he seems quite spry. The man and his wife were still alive. He must be close to 90. He lives in a very rural setting in the state of Washington. But, I mean, here's an opportunity to actually get this man on the record. You can read his books. There's lots of information regarding that. But
he wrote a book called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. But there's also a document that I thought was with an unknown author attributed.
No, he wrote it. He wrote that document.
Okay. All right.
So go to HartfordVanDyke.com and investigate for yourselves. I think that there's some veracity there.
Okay. And what else did you want to add?
The other thing I want to drop before I jump off and let you guys continue your conversation, but for Graham, there's a fellow Scottish lass, a mom. Her name is Tamara Yule. On YouTube, she's right there in Scotland, spelled T-E-M-O-R-A, last name Y-U-I-L-L-E on YouTube. It'd be nice if the two of you got together because she's quite bright and quite charming. Also, it needs to be stated that this word reset, we've heard of the Great Reset, under Scottish law, the word reset is a heist. So when you hear those words, the Great Reset or the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the New World Order, what we're talking about is a gigantic heist. It's a stripping of the property rights of every man, woman, and child on this earth. It's a heist. It's under Scottish law. You can look it up. And finally, you know, there's been a question as to why these so-called Jews tend to collude all the time. And how is it that you don't get the phenomenon of Jews ratting out other Jews? And I dropped those nuggets at the end of the KGB broadcast with John Kaminsky. We go back about 10 years. On speakfreeradio.com on yesterday's broadcast, in the last few minutes of the broadcast. But you might want to check those out and discuss them sometimes. Again, it goes to these words like the law of the Moser, the code of Masira, the vow of Perishim, and especially the Sicilian code of Omerta. So we have to ask, how is it that Jews seem to operate in such a close-knitted fashion and destroy the civilizations in which they find themselves a minority everywhere they go throughout time? And the answers are right there. It's in the Kabbalah. It's in the Talmud, as we people like Dave would understand. But I think that would make for an interesting discussion. Thou shalt not rat out a fellow Jew is actually the law of the Moser or the informer.
Well, thanks, guys. Let's allow some of the panel to respond to you before you go. First, Graham. Graham, would you like to respond to Lark?
Yes, I have heard of that female. I've watched one or two of her videos, actually. She is on the ball. That's true. What you were speaking about, the semantics, very interesting. All the words in the Scottish legal system, which was adopted largely by the US system, that's got to be pointed out. A lot of the words are hidden. I mean, even the word, like, when you get charged with something, they say, do you understand?
That's a hidden hand word. It means, do you stand under? You know, as soon as you say, yes, I understand, you know, you've actually got a verbal contract with the officer. So you've got to be very careful what you say.
David, do you want to respond?
Well, I think Lark brought up some great points. And, of course, you know, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars was published in Bill Cooper's book, Behold a Pale Horse, years ago. That's where I first encountered it. And as far as Jews not ratting out each other, that's another interesting point. It would be a great show to do. One good example of a Jew who did kind of rat them out was Bobby Fischer. And look what happened to him. He went from media darling. I mean, this guy, you know, is probably the greatest, one of the greatest chess players in history, if not the greatest. He studied all this stuff, converted to Christianity, and really exposed the whole conspiracy back in the 1980s. And look what happened to him. He went from media darling, the toast of the world, essentially, to being a pariah and even being arrested in Japan for playing an illegal chess game, you know, if you recall that whole thing. It's really quite amazing. And he ended up, having to exile himself in various countries throughout the rest of his life. So that's a great example of what does happen to the rare Jew who rats the other Jews out.
Paul?
Yeah, I agree.
And Stephen, did you want to? We have another caller about to get to. Stephen, did you want to comment as well?
Bobby Fischer is a great example. They tried to say he was mentally ill too, and that what stood out to me on that Van Dyke website was a book called "How to Create Local Currencies for Local Communities" too. That's something I would want to look into. That okay. Struck me as well. So yeah, right. and thanks,
back. David. We have a caller, David. David in Texas. Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, sir?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Enjoy your conversation. You know, we've all found ourselves in a situation that a majority of people don't understand, and that is we are already under a global government. Okay? And that global government is a multicultural, anti-white system. And until we regain control of a pro-white, system for us and our nation of people, we're at the mercy of these crazy people. Racial identity is going to be key to solving our problems that we are currently being bent over about. And I don't know what to do about it, guys, other than get more people talking about the uncomfortable thing called race and how important it is.
And, you know, David, I agree. I agree with you completely myself. I'm not speaking for the entire panel, but I have the same view at this point based on the strategies being used, everything you say, and what I see as the only solution. But for me, for the sake of radio and my role, you know, as journalist, I have to try to hear different sides, you know, from credible people when they exist. So I'm going to play devil's advocate. I'm going to ask someone on the panel who I suspect would have a different, slightly different response. Graham, I know with your spiritual, you know, Christian views, you're very resistant to racial focus, almost kind of the way E. Michael Jones is, for that matter. How would you respond to our caller David in Texas, Graham?
Well, David, listen, I can understand. I mean, I know I've been in this world long enough to understand a lot of people feel that way, and I understand why they feel that way. But I would say it's an oversimplification. And it's an oversimplification simply because these people are heavy-duty occultists. They're Molech worshippers. They take it very, very serious. It doesn't matter whether you accept it or believe it or whatever. That's what they do. They sacrifice children and everything. They're really hardcore occultists. So these are spiritual matters. It's the old God against Satan thing, basically. To say it's anti-white, well, of course it is, but it's anti-everything. It's anti-everything that's got anything to do with God or anything that opposes them. You know, don't think for one minute they favor the blacks or they favor the Chinese or whatever. I understand there's a large proportion of them Ashkenazi Jews. I understand that. But it overlaps into all sorts of other groups, like the Jesuits and the top Masonic orders and witchcraft groups. And they're all, you know, they're all interlinked. A lot of the rituals in the Masonic craft is used also by witches' covens, exactly the same rituals.
Well, I suppose then my response, a fusion of that, Graham, would be that then you have to accept some sort of a racial component in your response and maintaining your culture and your identity as a people. And that's what our caller, David, here, I think is stressing. But to recognize these other factors as well, perhaps in light of what you add to that, Graham. I mean, but yeah, there is a specific targeting of whites first and foremost with these elites' agendas, regardless of what their plans are for others after that, you know, regardless. And when we look at our culture, our high trust society being destroyed as we witness it, you know, already through all of this demographic replacement level immigration, it's it is pretty serious to not at least factor in some racial factors in the way we choose to respond. So I guess that's the best way I could try to mediate. Mr. Scorpio, David Scorpio, would you like to respond?
Well, I think that racial issues are actually very important. It's being used as a weapon against white civilization. I mean, America right now is absolutely being flooded with third worlders legally. You know, we've got the border situation and illegal immigration, but legally, you know, over a million people a year are let in, along with chain migration. They're allowed to bring 10 family members per person. So it's all from non-white countries. And look what's happened to parts of England. I mean, it's English people are becoming the minority.
Yep.
And so I think we're going to be forced to have some kind of conversation about racial identity and the right for white people to create their own culture. That's really how I see it.
Yeah. They're trying to create a global village. That's their utopia.
Stephen?
And at the very top of those piles, those evil pyramids that you were describing, there are fewer and fewer people than we think there could be. I'd heard the number down to like 50 people deciding all of the quote unquote global governance that's going on around with all of this Omnicorps. You know, it's just, I've seen how the system today. Okay. I went to get some cash to make a pay somebody for cutting a tree down, and I left my phone out in the car. So you had to have my phone in order to get to identify me that digital ID is already in place. You know, this system that we're talking about, they just have to pull the plug on the other and pull the mask off of it, because we're literally there already. I think we talked about that earlier this week. So those are the two comments I would have. Yeah, go ahead.
I'll toss it back to the caller, David in Texas.
Well, gentlemen, you know, I understand that race politics in religion, you know, the topics that aren't supposed to be discussed according to what they say. And to me, I think those are the things that need to be talked about, because that's where the solutions lie. And if you don't have the freedom of association, you aren't very free.
Jump in here, David? Let me say that. Best thing I've done twice over the course of this past year was meet people at events locally in real life here at a place in South Carolina called the Dixie Republic, where they had a Dixie Fest and a Fall for Dixie. And people were able to actually face-to-face discuss these subjects. And that really, I think, is the only answer we'll ever find if we don't go back to doing that again. I think that's where the real solution lies for all of us. And we, you know, that's just my two cents worth. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump on you, sir, but I just wanted to point that out. And it was the best thing I did all year, was meet other people, other hosts and listeners, RBN listeners and hosts and people associated with pro-Southern movements around the Southeast. It was terrific.
David. Okay. Well, David, thank you for your call, sir. And Paul, did you want to respond again? We're almost up on that break, but I don't know. Did you want to add something before the final break, sir?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay. Yeah. No, fair enough. Fair enough. And Graham, did you want to add something else after what the caller finished up with?
Yeah, it's interesting how everything ties together. We started the show talking about secret societies and oaths and whatnot. You know, I made a point already that a lot of witchcraft symbolism and ritualistic stuff is exactly the same as what's used in the Masonic temples. But also another thing is closely related as well is the Mormon Church. A lot of these rituals, again, are interchangeable.
Huh. Okay, interesting. Well, here, we'll have to let you finish that up after the break.
Sure.
And we have another caller, a final caller to take. Stick around, folks.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket. Not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
We are back for the final segment, Beyond the Official Narrative, here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Stephen Douglas Whitener, Paul Edward Stevenson, David Scorpio, and Graham Sutherland. And Graham, when you were cut off there at the end, you were mentioning that there's a strong Mormon component in the power structure to be aware of. I'll also point out Robert Revolt, with his research, always cites the Jesuit component as well, alongside and working with in tandem with Jewish power. And many others have confirmed that as well. Let's go to the lightning round of callers, though. We have a couple more jumped on, and I'm going to be watching my one-minute sand timer. Fred in Iowa, you're first, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Yes, sir, Fred.
Yeah. I want to speak to the person. I think it has the Scottish accent.
That would be me, yeah.
Who?
Graham Sutherland. Yeah,
Graham
Sutherland, right
here. Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, Ren, are you a Scotsman that's living in Scotland, or are you the one that's living in Holland?
No, I'm in Scotland, on Loch Ness, actually. You couldn't get more Scottish than that.
Yeah, by Inverness. Yeah, Graham
Ren,
is his name.
Are you aware of
the
Jesuit?
Graham, G-R-A-E-M-E, Graham, like graham crackers.
Oh, Graham, yeah. Graham, yes, are you aware of the Jesuits?
Absolutely, and the Jesuits, universities and schools, yes, I am.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you aware of the first beast of Revelation, the second beast of Revelation, and the false prophet?
Absolutely, yep. I'm all over that stuff.
Okay, I won't take up any more of your time. I hope you're on the Kerry Show, but I would sure like to talk to you because I think you're pretty spot on. Okay, Graham?
Okay, right. Thank you.
Fred, call back when I have Graham on again, for sure. All right, definitely call back and speak to him again. Thank you. Bobby in Florida. Hey, welcome, Bobby. What's on your mind?
Okay, I'm going to make this real short and quick. I was a Christian for 50 years. Most of my life I was a Christian. As I saw a video, it was called Dancing Israelis. I started looking into the whole thing. I watched a guy named Adam Green, No More News, K-N-O-W, More News. I watched this guy. He's a bit shoot. I believe what he gets into the Kabbalah, he gets into what Jewish people believe, with the three Abrahamic religions. Christianity holds up these people's belief. That is the armor for these people. And so you can come out of that, and I'm sorry, I want to offend anybody. I did. It's not easy. It's a fear-based religion. It's a mind virus. That's all I'm telling you. I hear a lot of people say, synagogue of Satan. You guys talk about Jews 24/7 on here. And Christianity is the pillars that hold up this, what we're under right now. That's what I believe. That's my belief. And I'm just put my two cents in there, and you guys can go on the next caller.
All right. Well, Paul, Graham, I don't know. Anyone want to respond?
Yeah. That guy's a clown.
Graham?
I was finding it difficult to understand what he was saying.
Fair enough. David, do you want to respond briefly? Well, looks like we're all out of time, pretty much, folks. But yeah, you know, everyone has their own spiritual beliefs. You should be able to talk about politics, spirituality, and certainly none of these topics, race, should be taboo. You want to stop the control system. Please support RBN and check out info on the John Stadmiller book drive, rotating banners at the station, republicbroadcasting.org, so that we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon.
OxySilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.